What's going on? It's your boy Mixmaster B here live from the MMB Radio Studios for the MMB Radio Podcast, where no topic is too big or too small. We talk about them all. And my guest today, she's no stranger to the show. We have had her on numerous times. You know, we can never get too much of a good thing. She is a four-time Penthouse cover model, a Penthouse Pet of the Month, and you can see her at Exotica in Chicago, April 12th through the 14th. I want to welcome her in right now, Miss Christiana Sin. What's going on?
Wow, what an introduction. Thank you.
I mean, you got a resume that's like from here to, you know, Jibit, so you got to run it down.
Thank you.
So there is a lot of stuff. I said, you're no stranger to the podcast. You know what I mean? I forgot to throw in there my future baby mama, you know, but I don't want to piss off anybody else. I don't want to make anybody else mad and jealous, you know, but you know.
You always forget that. It's your baby mama.
There's some salty people out there. They get a little upset. You know, I don't want to curse anybody's, their dreams or fantasies, aww, you know, so. I like to share you with people, you know, like share the wealth and the love and, you know, all that.
Oh, I like that. Well, you know, girls like me in my industry, we do like being shared, so.
And we're going to talk about that because when last time we spoke to you was up in Edison at Exotica in New Jersey, and you had all this stuff planned for 2024, and I'm looking at it, you got a lot of new scenes that are going to come out, and we're going to get all the deets and all the info about that in one bit. But as I mentioned, it is Exotica season, and it's Exotica time in Chicago, and you are going to be there attending, as you have many times before. What is something that you look forward to every time you go to an Exotica show?
Oh, well, I love Exotica. It's so much fun. We're so lucky that we get to do four of them a year. I love performing on stage. I love getting to have, like, one-on-one FaceTime with, you know, fans, enthusiasts, admirers, people who like to create content, people who are interested in content, people who are just fans of the sexy side of entertainment. And I am so excited to meet all of my fellow content creators and see some familiar faces and meet some new connections and film some great content. So it's just such a great place for that.
And Chicago is such a great city for it. Okay. And it's a good way to warm up because, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it last year you were, like, running around Chicago a little something skimpy and it was, like, snowing, right?
Yeah. They call it the Windy City. And I'm like, well, let's see if this city can blow the wind up my skirt. So.
I remember seeing the videos on, like, Instagram and you were, like, your stories and it's like, okay, so you're opening up like the window, you're like, it's fucking snowing.
And it's so like, yeah, I was basically wearing, you're right. I was basically wearing lingerie and like the only sweater I brought because I live in Los Angeles and I'm like, oh, it's April, it'll be fine. And no, it was snowing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even have any warm clothes. Like they don't even sell them in California. So I just did my best and I just, you know, I had to stay warm, bundled with all the other warm bodies. And
so that's why it's a good time to have Exotica this time of year. You know, you never know what the weather's going to be like. You can warm up with, you know, Christiana Sin. And it's like the cool thing about it, if you've never been to one of these shows, you get to see all the great stuff that she has there. I mean, she has photos. She's got stickers. I got the stickers. I have them on my laptop. I have them for when I DJ. I got little stickers on there. But she's got stickers.
The DJ laptop?
Yes. You know, you made it to, well, again, baby mama gets like, you know, higher status than, you know, other people. So we have you front and center. You know, I got to have you with me when I'm DJing, you know.
Thank you.
But she has all kinds of great things. She's got T-shirts. She's got all kinds of great stuff. And I always love, too, is that when you take a selfie or a picture with her, she's got one of the little LED, like the selfie lights. So you get a crystal clear picture. You're not going to get anything grainy or dark. So definitely have to check her out at Exotica. And you can get info about that at exoticaexpo.com. But we also got to talk about what you've been up to in 2024. So you've been a little busybody shooting scenes.
Yes, I have. I, especially in January, I'm like, okay, I'm going to shoot as many scenes as I can. So I have a lot of really sexy, delicious things to release soon. until Exotica Chicago, and I have quite a few scenes that I have coming out. I have one with Nicolette Shea that dropped today. I have one with Wreck-It Ralph, a really sexy one, and we shot that like an hour before AVN, and like an hour before we went to the AVN red carpet. I don't know how I still looked good because it was a really hot scene, but when I look back at the pictures, they're like, wow, you really kept it all together. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty impressed too.
So, I mean, let's break it down here for all these different ones. So you did the one that dropped today with Nicolette Shea, and I mean, that there is just like, she's like an outer body experience. If anybody's never seen her up close and personal in person. So yeah. Like, what was it like working with her?
She's like one of those rare people that looks just as stunning in person as she does in her picture. She's just super larger than life. Her beautiful personality, her gorgeous curves, her like beautiful face. I think she's like 6 feet tall in heels. She really is like Barbie in real life, and she's
she is
a sexy, sexual. She's like, I was telling somebody, it was like a sexual tornado. She's just like wild, but I loved every second of it. And you're right, it was like an out of body experience. And after doing our scene, I feel like I woke up from like a dream. I was like, did that really just happen? Oh my God.
And you know,
I'm glad I had the footage to prove it to myself, because otherwise I probably would have thought it was a dream.
Yeah, and you described it perfectly. Like, the first time I met her was at Exotica. And again, she's so tall, especially with heels on. And like, I'm like at this like picture, and it's like, she's so tall. Like my face is just like right there by her boob. Like, I'm just like, boom. And I'm just like, I feel so tiny, but I feel like I'm like, I felt like this little tiny creature in this big magical world of hers. And it's just like, after it was all said and done, like, I had to stop and look at the picture again. Cause again, you don't believe it's real. You're like, holy shit. You
oh,
know?
Absolutely.
So you got
yeah,
to do.
And she's just so sweet, and she's so sweet. And I think and she completely took artistic control over what we shot. And I think that her artistic eye and her, what she, you know, her ability to convey that is one of the most attractive things about her that I don't think a lot of people really realize until they watch her scenes.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it, there's a lot more that goes into this stuff that, you know, you are creating art. In a sense, you know, like, it's not just, you know, turning on a camera and just going at it. Like the great stuff about your scenes is like, there's so much detail and thought that's put into it. And then you can tell, you can see it in the final product. So you did this girl
yeah.
scene with her, and
yeah.
And then people can check it out. It's on your OnlyFans, right?
Yes. It's on both of your OnlyFans, but it's also like super intimate and raw. It's not like overproduced. Like a typical porn scene. We shot it with our phones, and it really is like a very like intimate look into what probably being in the bedroom with us would really be like.
I mean, I'm jealous watching that, you know, I'm like, that there, that's, you know, that's bliss right there. But then you
would
go.
Would you review it for us? Would you review the scene for us? That would be amazing.
Oh man. I would do play-by-play commentary. Like, I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Like, I'm the John Madden of this shit. Like, let me get on the play, you know?
I want you to hear it.
You know, you don't have to convince me to do anything. That's the great thing about being baby mama. She just tells me to do something. I'm like, okay, yeah, let's do it.
All right.
And what's crazy is that, like, you have so many styles and different ways that you present yourself, because you obviously you went from doing that scene and then you did Wreck-It Ralph, so like there is like other end of the spectrum. And now like I didn't know the tea on it that you got to do it right before AVN. So like how are you physically holding up after that?
My God. So yeah, I went somewhere in downtown Vegas to get my hair done in this like really sexy and at the like vintage style, and I had to talk with them. We had to strategize it over the course of a couple of days. Like, okay, when's your scene? Okay, do you think it should hold up? And we had like several meetings before even going in to get my hair done, and they were like, okay, just don't do it like this. Make sure he doesn't put it here. And you know, working with a guy as experienced as Wreck-It Ralph, you know, I knew I would be fine. I didn't think he would try to pull my hair or pull it out or anything, but it looked really good. And a lot of people were like, wow, you really did your hair and makeup for this scene. I'm like, oh yeah, it was right before AVN. That's what
I mean, the guy's name is Wreck-It Ralph for a reason. You know, he's not going to be gentle with the pussy, you know?
And it was not gentle at all. It was a really, like, I was squirting and everything. And I'm just like, how I didn't get completely wrecked. I'm just impressed, like, by everybody involved.
And that's why you were legendary.
Nobody even knew. Yeah, nobody could even tell that we did such an elaborate scene. And I hope that a true sinner, a real fan, would be like, oh, wow, you did that like the hour before you went on the red carpet. How did you do that?
And that's crazy. Like, again, to be able to go to the AVN and host a red carpet show, like, it's not just like going to AVN and you're there sitting, you know, watching the award show. Like, you are busy, you're working, you're talking to people. Like, I know you, like, I know the pussy still had to be like throbbing.
Definitely was throbbing. But like, I'm sure I smelled like sex. I must have, because the location was half an hour away from Resorts World. So I literally bought in the Uber and then got to my hotel, put my dress on, and then went to the red carpet. I didn't have any time to like do anything else.
Well, if you're going to smell like sex, the AVN award show is probably the best place to smell like sex. So.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you, like, just from personal experience, you know, her smell like sex.
AVN is even more. Oh yeah. My gosh. So much more sex in the air at AVN. Got to give them credit.
Again, from experience, her smell like sex is like, I mean, it just takes over you. You know, you just, again, you don't know what to do with yourself. You're just like, you just smell. You're like, you become a sinner real quick, you know. And then you got the final scene here that you did with Lexi Luna and David Lee. So you did a little bit of a three-way. So the great thing about these things is you did like boy-girl, girl-girl, three-way. Like, you were mixing it up. So kind of tell us about that scene as well.
Hey guys, so David Lee is so cute. He reminds me of, what's the actor's name? Keanu Reeves?
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
he does.
Like that. And I'm like, oh my God, you're so cute. You're like, you look, remind me of Keanu Reeves, but like Bill and Ted Keanu Reeves. And he's just like so adorable. So when I saw him, I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat you alive. And I did.
And he had Lexi in there too. So that's the cool thing. Like, you got a little bit of this and a little bit of that in the scene.
Oh yeah. And Lexi is, she really knows herself and her audience so well. And she does what she does so effortlessly. I was really impressed working with her. We also did a lot of like personalized videos for our subscribers and our fans, which was so much fun to do. We did like JOI and things like that. And I loved working with her because she is so good at coming up with sexy scenarios that it was really exciting. And I would love to work with her again. She's just so beautiful and super sexy with such a gorgeous body. I had a really good time.
And the great thing is about you hosting shows like AVN and GayVN is that you got to network with some of the top stars in the business. So who we still got lined up? Like, can you tease anything? I mean, we're only in March, April of, you know, we're not even another quarter of the year. We got a lot of 2024 to make some more scenes.
Oh, yeah. Well, lately I've been getting into watching people in my industry stuff, like non-performers. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like that's super hot to me, and I think maybe I want to, like, look into that and do some wild shit there. And I really love listening to the people who, like, consuming my content and hearing from them and seeing, like, they've been giving such great ideas, like, what situations they would like to see me in, what kind of things what acts they would like to see me do. So I'm really open-minded to hearing what they have to say, because I like producing content that they really love and that they get addicted to.
So everybody that's going to Exotica, make sure you write all your ideas down and shoot your shot. And, you know, maybe next thing you know, one of your ideas could be in a scene.
Yes. I have a lot of hot things. I mean, I just want to do a lot more collabs. I'm super open to collabs with people. It's so much fun for me, and I love connecting with people on that level. And I just like keeping them coming, like literally coming.
Yes, literally coming. And a cool thing is this is all exclusive on your OnlyFans. So what is the OnlyFans address to make sure people are watching the right content here?
Oh, OnlyFans.com, Christiana Sen. I have a verified profile, so you know it's me.
Now, what is that like to be able to do stuff now where you're doing it exclusively through OnlyFans and you kind of own the content as opposed to, you know, working with companies? I mean, you're still open to the idea of working for companies, or are you just kind of like loving that you can do your stuff kind of on your own independently?
Yes, I am very open to the idea of working with companies because that's where I kind of began. And when I went to ABN and everybody saw me for the first time in like a year or two, they were like, oh my gosh, are you shooting again? You look so good. And I'm like, I'll let you know. I guess I'm just a little, not shy, but I got so used to doing my own content that I'm not opposed to working with a company, but I think it's kind of just going to be the right exposure to get that first, you know, push out there. And I think I'm just, you know, being a little bit selective with who that's going to be with. So, but I'm not opposed to it. I'm definitely open to it. And I want to do a lot. But I want to be dedicated to it. You know, I don't want it to just be like a one-off scene. I want to do quite a few just to show that I'm shooting with mainstream companies again and shooting content as well.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing, too, about doing things through OnlyFans. You do have, like, that kind of, like, that sense of that pride and accomplishment that you're like, this is all me. Like, I put all this together. I mean, with the help of friends and, you know, networking with collaborations. But the fact that you got to do it all yourself, you're like, it's got to feel kind of good when you release a scene and you're like, wow, like, I just did that. I mean, I get excited watching. I'm like, wow, she just did that. So, I mean, you have to feel somewhat excited.
Yes. I did a really hot, super hot scene during ABN as well. It was like a girl scene, like four girls. And that was super hot. I was super proud of that because we basically turned that hotel room into an indoor pool. You know what I mean?
There was a lot of puddles going on in there.
Oh my God. Yeah. But the energy was just so up and it was just so fantastic. And it was just, I don't know if that, I mean, we all created that ourselves and that just felt amazing. And we didn't have like a time limit to our scene. We just went and it was so hot.
That's the great thing too. You're working on your own terms, your own schedule. You know what I mean? So it's like, have you ever started doing a scene and you got so caught up in like enjoying it that you're like, holy shit, like we've been going at it now for so long.
We were all like that. It was, wow. But there was no one there to tell us, okay, put or stop or this or that. It was just all us. They were just trying to keep up with all their different angles and all their different, cameras that they had.
That's really hot.
They all got edited together. It was fucking amazing. Yeah.
Because it could be a little like, I don't want to say draining or stressful, but like there is like people that don't know the ins and outs of the business. Like there is stop, lighting, pose for this, work this angle, you know what I mean? Like, but when you could just kind of just go balls to the wall, all punts intended, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's amazing. I feel like so that's the type of porn I like to watch as well. I like to watch more raw things instead of super overproduced things. So this is kind of the kind of porn I personally like to enjoy.
And another great thing, and I mean, this is something that I just kind of found out recently. So last time I saw you at Exotica in New Jersey, you were performing on stage and like musically performing on stage. So kind of tell everybody the details about that. Like, when did this all come about?
I get wild. I love my girls that perform on stage, you know, Rubber Doll and BJ McNaughty and, you know, everybody that brings it to the Exotica stage. And I have a really like badass stage show when I feature dance. And I was like, I want to bring this to Exotica because the people need to know.
They do, because, so, I mean, like, there's pyro, there's, like, all kinds of crazy shit going on. I'm like...
There's everything. And Dan has been so kind to me, you know, Jonathan has been so kind to me to allow me their stage and to never get upset with me, no matter how much I get it messy or dirty or wild, or maybe even, like, push the boundaries of the rules a little bit. But I get more wild each time because I just feel so much freedom up there, and I really feed off of the energy of the audience, and it really genuinely turns me on a lot to see everyone there just like, wow, super into the show. And I give away stuff on stage. I pull people up on stage. It's super fun. It's like a bachelor, it's like a bachelor party, but even more fun.
And again, I can attest to this, and maybe I'm a little biased, but I can say, like, seeing these shows, they are, like, it's memories to take home with you. Like, there's, like, the stage presence, and then, like you said, it's, like, everybody, like, you have this unique way of doing it where you make everybody feel like this show, it's all about them, although it's everybody involved. Yeah. But everybody's, like, watching it, and they feel like, oh, this show's just for me. But then you stop and you look, and it's like, there's hundreds of people here watching, and they all feel the same way. So, like, that's just a kick-ass kind of experience that I can't say I've ever experienced with anyone else.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, so I think maybe for this exotic pet time around, I think maybe I'll look for someone in the audience and ask them later if they would be down to maybe shoot a fan scene with me, because I think that would be so hot and so much fun.
Have you done those before? Like, have you?
No, but I
want
to get into it. Like, I really am not a host.
Hey, podcasting DJ, raising hand over here. You know what I mean? Like, again, don't need a lot of convincing. Let me know.
Have you ever shot for somebody before?
Have, like, I ever shot for anybody? Hell no. Me, yeah. I'm not getting a lot of subscriptions on my OnlyFans. Nobody wants to see me. I'm just an accessory to the stardom that is, you know, Christiana Sin. So, but I mean, I'm flattered that you would even ask me that question.
Of course.
I have a hard enough time shooting film and shooting videos for Instagram, let alone with my penis out somewhere. But
like a POV.
But I mean, again, it's you. I mean, it is, like, when I'm around you, again, the energy that I just feel when I'm around you is that it's so addictive and so, like, embracing that you don't ever say no. You become a sinner and you just sin the whole time, you know? And so maybe you might have to pop that cherry for me. I don't know, but so again, as we mentioned, Exotica Expo in Chicago, April 12th, 13th, and 14th. You get information at exoticaexpo.com. You can see Christiana Sin there, and make sure you're checking out all of her new scenes on her OnlyFans. And what are some? Because I know you also do things where people can buy, like, merch from you, right? Isn't there a site that you kind of collaborated with?
Oh, yes. I collaborated with Fans Utopia. It's amazing because the creator who runs the site, she started out by selling implants. Like, girls, like, implants when they got, you know, their boobs, you know, redone. She would sell their implants, and that's how she got started. And I thought that was such a crazy idea, and I like crazy ideas. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I want to sell my panties with you. I want to sell my merchandise with you, my shirts, both of my shirts, and all the different sizes and all the different outfits from my scenes, my recent scenes I want to sell with you. So yeah, you could buy a piece of me over there on fansutopia.com.
And you've had toys on there. You've had butt plugs on there. Oh, and
toys, vibrators, all you, none of them being washed.
They all come in their own little plastic baggie. Yes. So.
Oh yeah, I went to her offices. They like vacuum seal them.
Mm-hmm,
and
they do.
I'm like, why do you guys do that? And they're like, oh, to preserve the freshness. I'm like, oh, good thing I just used it.
I mean, I got Christiana Sin merch, so I mean, I know how this stuff looks. You know, it's professional. It's done. It's, you know, It's like the little, air vacuum things. It's like, yeah, it's legit. So
oh,
definitely check it out.
We can get on there.
I mean, I got the little red, what is it? The butt plug thing on there. Yeah, that you signed.
Oh, so. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, you'll have to bring it to the daughter so I could rewear it again.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely while we're doing an interview or whatever, get it nice and hot and, you know, and warm for me so I can, you know, put it back in the bag and, you know, seal it up.
No, you gotta wear it on your hand like an infinity stone.
I thought you said I gotta wear it. I was like, yeah, I don't know.
No, like your infinity stone, like a ring. You know?
Yeah. I thought you meant me wearing it. I'm like, yeah, it's only exit only for me. But again, she has this way of making guys just do what she wants them to do. So, I don't know, you know. She can make it very tempting for you. Now, there's so many people that catfish and stuff online. So, I always ask everybody to kind of plug their socials and official locations where people can find you. Because, I mean, things change. Accounts get hacked, get deleted. Where's all the official stuff that people can find you and stay up to date with you?
Oh, thank you for asking. Well, if you want to find your girl, Christiana Sin, anywhere that I like to play, you could go to sinsconfessions.com and find all my links there. And if you need to talk to me right away and you just can't wait, I am on Mink and Six Panther. And it's kind of hard to catfish there because you could literally FaceTime call me anytime I'm online, so you'll see that it's me.
Or like you told me that time, you're like, just beat me. I'm like, beat me? I'm like, what is beat me? And what you say, what was it? What was that about? That was like some movie or something. You're like, just beat me. I'm like, beat me? I'm like, beat you what? Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, am I that old that I don't remember lingo?
No, I'm a pager.
That's what I was thinking. Like, that's what I thought. And I'm like, am I sending like 143? Like, because I had one of the old school pagers. I had a clear one. You could see the insides of it.
I only saw a pager on a doctor one time, and I was like, what is that? Is that like a heart monitor? And he's like, no.
It's a pacemaker.
That's what I thought it was. And he was like, no, it's how you could, like, get a contact with somebody. I'm like, oh, like a phone? And he's like, it's kind of, like, different.
Well, back before we had cell phones and when people were able to contact people, I mean, now I'm showing my age, you know, when I was a youngin', that's what we had. We had a pager. Like, you were a G if you could spell, like, hello, like, on a pager, you know, and then, like, the phone number was coming from, and it's just
like... Or you could spell, like, boobs, like on a calculator, like, the word that you could spell on a calculator.
Yes, that's basically, like, yes, it's basically what it was. You know? Yeah, so. So when you said that, you're like, beep me. I'm like, what am I beeping? I'm like, you got a beeper? Like, what is going on? So
My beeper is on vibrate. I just
and that's why she was asking me to beep her. Damn it, she's not responding.
Beep, beep, baby daddy. Because I want you to keep paging me.
Yeah, she's like, she's not going to answer. She just wants it to keep vibrating. Just keep paging her.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
But now we can do that with cell phones. So it's so much easier now.
That's true.
So
mm-hmm. The shape isn't as good for, you know, where I like to put it, but, you know, we try to do it again.
Oh my god, again. Okay. she's so naughty. It's just, it's, yeah, you gotta go see her at Exotica, like, hands down.
Oh,
you'll be
god.
Thanking me, like, if you don't, you're not doing yourself a justice. And if you don't have tickets, again, exoticaexpo.com. And you'll be doing the rounds, right? Like, you'll be doing the other Exoticas and everything.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I like, well, Exotica, you know, they have them in so many different parts of the country. And, you know, we're doing Chicago and there's Miami and DC and New Jersey. So you really have the chance to, if you're close to the area or if you're a couple states away, you gotta do it because it's the most exciting thing happening all year.
You must commit in sin when she's there. So. Make sure you check her out.
It's a huge party. Now, oh, I'm going to be hosting a party too one of the nights. It's gonna with Nicolette. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and I'm gonna definitely be scouting for some talent to shoot some content with at this party. It's an exclusive Exotica party.
Hey, like I tell people, shoot that shot. Jordan says you miss every shot you don't take, and you're in Chicago. So you got to be like Jordan. You got to shoot that shot.
When you shoot it in your... Oh, my gosh, exactly. Wait, Chicago Bulls, right?
Yeah.
To all my Chicago Bulls, come shoot your shot at me at Exotica.
There you go. Shoot your shot and aim for the eye. Aim for the eye when you shoot, you know? So.
Exactly. Well, got to get in that net.
Was there anything else you want the fans to know? Because I could talk to you forever. Like, I just, you know how I am. I just simply adore you. But we could speak forever. Is there anything else you want the fans to know before they come see you at Exotica?
Can we talk more basketball references? Like, oh, yeah, can you please do the rim shot, the free throw, throw your balls in the net? One at a time, boys.
You know, and then you could double team, you know, and I'm sure you're down for, you know, double and triple team.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I love to dribble the balls, and I take my time, and I really pound that court.
Oh, God,
and it's going to be a free throw off of the 50-yard line.
Well, when you come back this way, like, we definitely got to get you to a Sixers game. Make sure you bring your Sixers sweatshirt that I gave you. Make sure you wear that.
Oh, so. I'm going to bring my Niners sweatshirt.
Oh,
the 69ers.
Like, yeah. Oh, the 69ers. All right. I thought you were going to say the 49ers. I was going to say, oh, yeah. Man, Eagle fans out here are not going to be with that.
No, it's literally a math pun, but it's all right.
Well, we're going to hook you up because we got to get you some more MNB gear. And have you do some more. We got to get you an MNB, Mixmaster B basketball jersey. You can do that. You'll do a basketball theme scene. We'll do that.
Oh, my gosh. Can we do it, like, in the form of a dress? Because I would love to wear that, like, as a dress. I think that would be so hot.
I got you. Again, you don't have to convince me. You say it, and it happens.
I love that about you. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure talking to you. And again, everybody go check her out. And we can't wait to do this again. We definitely got to link up. We got to get together again real soon.
Can we please? Are you coming?
I'm not going to be able to be there, no. But I'm definitely going to be at the New Jersey one. You know I'll be at the New Jersey one. We'll plan out something. We're going to do a big this year.
Let's do a big. Let's do it huge.
You can't do it any other way besides huge, right?
Exactly.
The bigger, the better. We'll plan something out. We'll definitely plan it out. But, yeah, so it's been awesome having you on. And like I said, everybody go check her out.
Thank you so much. Oh, hi. It's your girl, Christiana Sin, and you're listening to Mixmaster B on MMB Radio.